Hi everybody, this is Dr. Kim speaking to the world. This morning I'm gonna talk about Romans 3:22. You know, Romans is the last letter written by Paul. When I read Romans, especially Romans 3:22, I consider this as the snapshot of Paul's gospel. Although he wrote many things, many letters, if we can summarize all his preaching in one verse, I would consider there would be Romans 3:22. Here he says, "The righteousness of God through the faith of Christ for all who believe." Once again, "The righteousness of God through the faith of Christ for all who believe." So we see here immediately three kinds of things, important things here in this verse. One is that what? The righteousness of God. Second element, through the faith of Christ. The last element, for all who believe. So in other words, here we see the very essence of his teaching characterized as threefold gospel. The other day I talked about the threefold gospel, but I'm gonna further implicate the threefold gospel with this verse, because I see here three elements. The righteousness of God. What is the righteousness of God? We can understand it many different ways, but just few things. The righteousness of God means God's righteousness. God's righteousness, you know, God's righteousness means God is the one who is righteous. God is the one who is loving. God is the one who is faithful. God is the one who is merciful to all people. So God's like the sun, right, shining on all people. So the righteousness of God is the love of God. The righteousness of God is coming through Jesus. So here Paul saying the faith of Jesus Christ. So whose faith? Your faith in Christ? Although many translations, you know, have that way, faith in Jesus Christ. But actually in Greek here, faith of Christ, which means it can be either faith in Christ, but also most probably Paul means faith of Christ. Jesus Christ's faithfulness. In other words, God's righteousness coming through Jesus Christ's faithfulness. What is Jesus Christ's faithfulness? You know, he was obedient to the will of God, right? What is the will of God? God loving the world, right? So that's the righteousness of God. So Jesus demonstrating the righteousness of God. Okay? Actually, 3:21, Paul says, the righteousness of God, right, has been manifested, right, through Christ's faith. Right, so that same faith is also here is important. So Jesus Christ was obedient to the will of God to demonstrate God's righteousness. Are this all enough for salvation business? No, Paul adds one more thing here. For all who have faith, or all who believe. In other words, God's righteousness coming through Christ's faithfulness would not be effective or available unless there are sufficient faithful people. In other words, if people do not accept the grace of God, the faith of Christ, you know, if people do not participate in Christ's faithfulness, there would not be the righteousness of God. Okay, so here we see three elements together. Again, God's righteousness, Christ's faithfulness, and then Christian participation, right? So Paul's teaching needs all these three things. God's righteousness, yes, we need the grace of God, the love of God, right? And also Christ's faith, which is a model for us. At the same time, we need to participate in his faithfulness. So that's our faithfulness. So with all these three things, we can, you know, make God's love through Christ available and, you know, powerfully effective to all people. So in this way,
I think Romans 3:22 is excellent, okay, in excellent. And it really teaches us that what, you know, we have to do when we read Paul's letters and when we talk about Paul's gospel. So I hope this new insight would give you a new thought, or, you know, somehow you may gain new insights from this. I hope you will continue to read and reflect on this verse along with all, you know, Paul's letters. Thanks for listening. I have to stop here. Maybe I hope to see you next time. Bye-bye.